Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Paul, how are you?
I'm fine, Big JD. I'm looking forward to this interview, and, you know, I have a lot of wonder and respect for my father and my uncles and Larry, who, of course, was not related.
Speaking of your father, you know, everybody called him Mo. His real name was Moses, was it not?
That's correct.
Yeah.
His name was Moses Harry Horwitz. Shemp is interesting because, you know, his real name was Sam, or Samuel, which I never heard anybody address him that way. The reason, the way he got the name Shemp was when they were little kids playing in the streets, their mother, who, you know, came from northern Europe, mm-hmm. had a heavy accent. And when it was time for dinner, she would open the window and yell when the kids were playing. She would say, Shemp, Shemp, saying Sam, but it was coming out Shemp.
Right.
Shemp, come for dinner.
Were you calling him Uncle Shemp, Uncle Curly? They weren't actually by their real names then.
And it was Uncle Shemp, Uncle mm-hmm. Curly. My father used to call him Curly, but then Shemp's wife's nickname was Babe. And so when she came into the family as Shemp's wife, she took precedent, and everybody continued to call her Babe. My father always called him Babe mm-hmm. because he was the baby of five brothers.
Right.
But then he shifted it to Curly,
okay.
And that's how my father addressed him, you know, for most of his life.
Did your dad like watching The Stooges? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have this memory of we had a routine every birthday. I would have a wonderful little party in my backyard, bring my friends over, and then afterwards we would watch some family films and watch one or two Stooges films, and then we'd go off and do other. We'd go to the amusement park and go out to dinner. It was just a wonderful day that I look forward to. But when we were watching the Stooges films, it was amazing because my father would be sitting behind me, and I'm watching him on the screen.
Right.
And then just before he delivers a line on the screen, he would deliver that line just sitting there, even though that film might have been shot 8 years before.
Yeah.
It was like the sound was off sync. You know, you'll hear on the stage, "Wow, I'll give you such a smack," and then a second later, you'd hear on the screen. He would say it, then you'd hear it on the screen. He never forgot his lines.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Larry. What was his relationship like to your family, actually, and to the kids?
He was pretty close to the family. Larry lived maybe 20, 25 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
And as a young kid, I used to go over. We'd go over to Curly's house, Larry's house, or Larry would come over. My father and mother loved to have, you know, little barbecues. You know, Larry would be there. No showbiz people.
Right.
The only person in showbiz was this guy, the Dead End Kids or the Bowery Boys.
Oh, yeah.
The guy Glimpy. Remember? Hunt
yep.
Hall.
Absolutely.
He and his wife, Elsie, would be in the backyard now and then. They were very close to Shemp.
And where can folks get more information on the fan club, or if they're interested in joining the fan club, perhaps, to get an application? Do we have the name of the website?
The email address is Gary, G-A-R-Y, S-T-O-O-G-E, Gary Stooge at AOL.com. And if you go there, you could request a fan club application.
And you can go to www.stoogeum.com. That's S-T-O-O-G-E-U-M.com, Stoogeum. And there you can click on the link to the fan club, which is at the top of the page, and it'll take you right to a page where you can download the application to join the Three Stooges fan club. And Paul Howard, you do caricatures
yeah.
by Paul. Can we talk
I was in
that?
The advertising agency business as an art director for many years, and I got to a point a few years ago where I wanted to do something that I enjoyed more, and
uh-huh.
What I had done for a long time, but just, you know, on the side. And you know, I have a website, which is Caricatures. That's not C-H. It's C-A-R-I-C-A-T-U-R-E-S by B-Y Paul, P-A-U-L, .com. Of course, with the www in front.
Right.
And even people in Canada, wherever, you know, I can receive photographs and do caricatures for family, friends, and it'd be my pleasure to discuss it with you. And my email is Paul's, P-A-U-L-S, caricatures, C-A-R-I-C-A-T-U-R-E-S, at AOL.com.
Thanks again, Paul. I really appreciate your time. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Well, Big JD, it's my pleasure, too, and, you know, I just, I'm thrilled to be able to share fans in your listening audience.